Richards.
Who's this?
Who you want to talk to?
I need to speak with whoever owns that place down there.
Well, they're busy right now. Can I take a message?
Is Miss Bolin, is that who owns it?
Uh-huh.
Is she busy?
Just a minute, and I'll check and see.
All right.
Miss Bolin? Hello?
This is Miss Bolin?
Uh-huh.
Miss Bolin, my name is R.D. Mercer. I live over here in Springdale.
Uh-huh.
My boy Raymond was in your cafe this morning eating breakfast.
Uh-huh.
He delivers a Northwest Arkansas Times over there.
Uh-huh.
Listen, he has a nervous disorder.
Uh-huh.
He's taken nerve pills from the doctor since he's about 12 or 13.
Uh-huh.
And he come in there and you're supposed to serve him decaf coffee.
This morning,
he wanted decaf.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, y'all give him caffeine coffee. Because he was out there on the highway on 412 going east, coming home toward Springdale.
Uh-huh.
And he just went crazy and started speeding and driving crazy. And the state police had to run him down and tell him to pull over, and he wouldn't do it. And they had to shoot out three of his four tires to get him to stop. And I need to come by there and get y'all to bail him out of jail for me.
Get what?
I need about $250 to bail him out of jail.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about y'all served my boy caffeine coffee and he weren't supposed to have it and it done cost him $250. It may be more than that time I get him out of jail if they don't drop him charges.
Well, hold on just a second.
I ain't gonna hold on. What I was getting ready to do is come over there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is this Miss Bolin?
What are you trying to tell me?
I was talking to somebody else a while ago.
Yeah, but I'm the waitress, and I'd like to know who ordered the coffee.
By God, it's my boy Raymond.
Well, by God, your boy Raymond ain't been in here and ordered no damn coffee this morning.
This Richard's Cafe?
You damn right it is.
Down there on Broadway?
You damn right.
By the post office?
That's right.
That's where he said he stopped in there.
It's not by the post office. It's up the other end.
What's your name?
My name is Sandra Goswick.
Sandra?
That's right.
Yeah, and she was the one that served him the caffeine coffee?
They ain't nobody been in here and ordered caffeine coffee this morning.
Listen, now he's been a little confused because he's supposed to have been on nerve medication.
Well,
and
I
got
don't
wrong.
Give a if he was confused or not. I have not had a customer in here that ordered caffeine-free coffee this morning.
How'd you like to have your ass whooped? My God. I wonder how mad she'd have got if he didn't tip her. Good Lord.
That's the wrong person.
That's not
the one we're supposed to
really,
be hitting.
We weren't going to get her red-assed. We were supposed to get that other one red-assed.
Get the owner back on the phone and let her in on the joke.
Okay, well, I can do that.
See what that lady says.
Maybe.
I don't even know her name.
I'm
not sure I want to know.
Sandra something.
Richards.
I need to speak with Miss Bolin.
This is her.
Listen, that woman mean-mouthed me a while ago.
Well, you mean-mouthed her.
Well, by God, I guarantee you, she said she didn't serve him no coffee like that.
He didn't come in and ask for none.
He said he told me, didn't it?
Well, he must be lying to you then.
Well, I don't think so.
Well,
listen,
he must have went somewhere else because nobody came in here and asked for decaf coffee this morning.
So y'all just trying to get out of it then?
We ain't trying to get out of nothing. We ain't done nothing to get out of.
I need $250 to
bail
his...
Well, get it out of your damn pocket then.
Well, I'm coming by there and getting it off of you.
Y'all are gone again. You need to let him go.
Yep. Done fought this one long enough.
Richards.
Listen, last time my boy had problems with the police was when he got drunk and... He mooned the folks
he
coming out.
He probably was drunk again this morning.
It was with his girlfriend, Esther Faye Shepherd.
I don't care.
Yeah? Him and his girlfriend both got arrested for mooning Easter church service down here.
Well, that's not my problem. That's yours.
Well, I told him to quit running around with Esther Faye, and he said no, that she was a good girl, and he liked her a lot.
What do you tell me that for?
Well.
What's your name?
Roy Mercer.
Well, you must have lost your mind.
Well, I'm getting ready to lose $250
well,
if y'all don't.
Get it out of your damn pocket and go pay it.
Maybe
and leave me the hell alone.
Maybe I can get it from his...
Debbie.
What?
Do you not know Esther Faye?
Yes, I do.
You know Esther Faye Shepherd?
Yes.
Does she have a habit of dropping her drawers in front of Easter church service?
I don't know.
Does she have a habit of pulling
people's... Who the hell is this?
Does she have a habit of pulling people's legs?
Oh, no.
Okay. Here, I got an idea.
What's that?
Let's call Estefay.
Yeah.
And we'll have her conference called with Debbie.
Good idea.
And see if she can't talk some sense into her.
Smooth this thing out here.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
She wouldn't stay on the phone long enough for us to explain what was going on.
I don't think she wants to admit that she knows we're pulling a joke on her.
That could be.
Beauty shop.
Estefay.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Phil and Brent. How you doing?
Fine. How'd it go?
Well.
Did Debbie call you?
Uh-huh.
Did she?
Did?
Yes, she sure did.
What did she say?
She said, I'm going to kick those son of a assassin.
Oh, boy.
You've had it.
That's why we've had it.
Yeah.
Hey,
everybody's
excuse me, Estefay. You sent the fax.
You've had it first.
You were the one that caused this. We didn't know the lady.
Yeah, well, you've had it now. I hope you never end there.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about one guy. I'm going to send you another name. And
no, you're not.